In the name of our one God, who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Amen. I would love to preach this morning on that letter to the Hebrews, provoking one another to love and good deeds. It's not, you often don't hear provoke in that positive way. But that was just like a couple minutes ago, and this whole week, I wasn't thinking about provoking anyone with love and good deeds. I was thinking actually about hope. In this gospel lesson, which seems very Advent-like to me, even though Advent is just a couple of weeks away, Jesus says some very disturbing things. I don't know why he keeps doing this. And the disturbing things he said, every time I read this, which was quite a number of times this week, I kept thinking about hope, but hope as a choice. Hope as sometimes a place where we have to intentionally choose to put our energy, our attention. That sometimes hope is an intentional focus. We look at Mark, at what Jesus says to us today, persecutions, false prophets, wars, famine, natural disasters, these things that he says are going to come. And then he says that this is only, and what a turn of phrase, this is only the beginning of the birth pangs. Or maybe as Bob Dylan might say, it's not dark yet, but it's getting there. But Jesus tells us things that we know full well. We might all have our own examples. You know, I think, and this will come as no surprise, I'm sure, as I look around us in our wider context, all these things that Jesus says are true. And what becomes very salient or palpable to me is our own context of environmental destruction and chaos. And you know, this past week, as wealthy polluters pollute to go talk about not polluting and then come back and continue to pollute the same way they always have umpteen times, I think of racial injustice, structural racism and violence, and these very vocal groups of white people who deny that these things even exist. I've thought again and again this week of political disintegration and social upheaval. And then I thought again of things a lot closer to home. All those are quite close to home, but things that maybe are happening in our homes, in our families, in our personal lives, upheavals, trials and tribulations. As the prayer book says, the changes and chances of life, which feel far from pleasant at times. I mean, I don't want to project what I'm feeling onto you. These are things that I've thought about this week. And I've thought about hope because, and a lot of you, I'm sure, are more glass half full kind of people, and hope can be more of like a natural reaction. But another natural reaction as well, in the face of all of this, what Jesus says in our wider context and what might be going on in our own hearts and homes, could very well be cynicism or fatalism, throwing in the towel or sticking our heads in the sand, completely natural, normal reactions to these things. And so again, thinking, as I read this gospel, hope, at least for me sometimes, is an active choice. It's like it's a perspective that I choose to have. It doesn't just happen naturally. One that I might lose from time to time, and so it's also a commitment. It's not willful ignorance, hope. Not at all. Willful ignorance, as we see time and time again, whether we're talking about the climate or race or the virus, for that matter, willful ignorance often is the easier choice. Jesus isn't talking about ignoring reality. Not at all. We know this from Jesus' honesty. He's very honest with us this morning. He looks at the very real trials and tribulations right in the face. Jesus isn't going to lie to us. We can take heart in that. Jesus isn't going to lie to us about adversity, about pain, hardship. In fact, he asks his disciples, he asks us to see things as they are, to keep awake, to be alert, to be present, to be aware. Not deny what is, not sugarcoat it, not stick our heads in the sand, even though these things may be tough to bear. That's the first part. Thankfully, he does not stop there. He does not just lay out, as seems to happen a lot, especially if, say, the front page of the paper or the news and what have you, or even sometimes when we talk about the church, which we've been doing a lot lately. He doesn't just lay out all these things. He does do that, but this is where hope comes in. In the midst of the turmoil, in the midst of the seeming impossibility at times, in the midst of despair, even death, Jesus invites us to hope, and we choose to follow Jesus' invitation to, in his words, not be alarmed. That can be tough in itself sometimes, right? Not be alarmed. To believe that there is more to the story. Yes, these things are part of it, but it's not the whole picture. We choose hope, then. We allow ourselves to feel it, to see it, to recognize, then, the fuller picture, to recognize that which God is doing, that which God is doing in the midst of all of it. Doing in us, doing through us, what God is doing around us. It doesn't mean that we're saved from suffering. It doesn't mean that we're saved from whatever turmoil might be going on in us or around us. But even within this, especially within this, this is our faith. We are beckoned. We are beckoned to look for the seeds of life because they are there. We're beckoned to expect it, to anticipate new growth because it is happening. We're invited to trust that it is our God of love who has the last word. There is grief and loss. Jesus says so himself. We know this. We don't need Jesus to tell us. And there is joy in abundance. And sometimes it is a choice to look for it, to recognize it, to know it to be true. Jesus invites us on the cusp of Advent, invites this hope in us. Recognizing that even in the most difficult of circumstances, God is present. God is, and God longs then. Within our own experiences, within those going around us, happening, the ones that maybe we don't know personally, but we read about and know to be true, and we are involved in them in some way. God is present. And God longs with us for wholeness to be made real, and sometimes for wholeness simply to be recognized, to be seen as being true, to see the whole picture. Awake and alert then, sisters and brothers, let us join in this hope. in God's hope, in the truth of the resurrection, then, this vision of God's love and wholeness, that we would recognize it, that we would make the choice to hope when it seems like it's a difficult choice to make, and that God would then work through us to make hope real in our midst and in our world. Amen.